It's time now for Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. And now, Lawrenceville Indians basketball, here on WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball, as the Lawrenceville Indians take on the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers in non-conference play. It's time now for the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833 Best Way to get the keys to a new career today. Well, it's a new year, and the Lawrenceville Indians head into this year looking for their second win of the year. They've lost five in a row, and they face a ball club that has struggled also in the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers. I'm Steve Anderson. Brett Hartman's alongside. And Brett, chance for the Indians to get off to a good start in the new year with a win here in a winnable game.
Well, hopefully they went into this one not underestimating their opponent because, you know, last time with Reve, that was a winnable game for them as well. They came in here and unfortunately they put a W up on the Indians and walked out of here with a victory. So let's not overlook this Hudsonville team. But they do have a chance to win tonight, and it'd be a great time for it. You know, we're about to get into the Little Illini Conference. Timely wins. We got to have some momentum going into that tournament, Steve.
Hudsonville Palestine, record of 4-8. Mike Billingsley is their new coach. Travis Titsworth is no longer coaching at Hudsonville Palestine. Mike Billingsley is the head man, and he's assisted by a familiar name, Mike Ray. This has been the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BEST-WAY to get the keys to a new career today. We'll be back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
At Citizens National Bank of Albion, we know that money spent at home circulates through the entire fabric of the communities we serve. We encourage you, our valuable customers, to shop locally. We'll continue to be your most trusted banking partner and provide solid support for our local businesses. And need a loan? Experience local decision-making, competitive rates, and the latest technologies at any of our six locations in Albion, Olney, Mount Airy, Crossville, Bridgeport, and Lawrenceville.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking member, FDIC, equal housing lender.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers of Mike Billingsley, with a record of 4-8. They'll start number 10, Aaron Neals at a guard. Also at a guard, number 23, Evan Newland. At a forward, number 22, Zeke Knave. Also at a forward, number 25, Isaac York. And at center, number 32, is Jerry Grauer. So it'll be for the Tigers, Knave, Newland, York, Grauer, and Niels. For the Indians, of head coach Randy Bishop, they'll start at the guards, Connor Odell. Odell, a 5'9 junior, number three. R.J. Nelms also in the starting lineup for the Indians. Nelms, a 6'1 junior, number five. Ryan Moore in the starting lineup for the Indians, the 6'2 senior, number 24. Jordan Jones starts for the Indians. He's a 5'11 sophomore, number 32. And Blaine Winningham in the starting lineup for the second time, coming off the injury. Winningham is a 6'3 sophomore. So Odell, Nelms, Moore, Jones, and Winningham for the Indians of Randy Bishop. Again, the Tribe, 1-10, struggling. And they've lost five games in a row.
Randy Bishop shaking things up tonight in the starting lineup. R.J. Nelms with his first start of the season. And this is the first game that I can remember calling with you, Steve, where Zeus Marsh isn't in the starting lineup if he wasn't sick or injured.
Yes, Zeus out of the lineup for the Indians as Randy Bishop tries to come up with some combination. And he told us at the end of last year that he was going to reevaluate over the holiday break and try to come up with a lineup that'll win, and apparently this one he has settled on. We'll see how it works out here tonight. The Indians play here tonight against Hudsonville Palestine, or off on Friday night, and they'll be involved in the shootout at Effingham St. Anthony. They'll play at 4 o'clock on Saturday against Evergreen Park. So the Indians with non-conference play here and then non-conference play on Saturday before entering into conference play against Marshall here next week.
And that game will be broadcast live worldwide. You can stream every Lawrenceville High School game on WacoRadio.com. We are streaming live 24/7.
Indians in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and the red and white trim. The Tigers in the black traveling uniforms with, looks like, black numerals and red, not red, but white trim. Blaine Winningham going up, and the tap is controlled by the Tigers, and we are underway here at LHS. Glad you're with us, man-to-man by the Indians here at the outset. Evan Newland. Now the Indians manage to take the ball away as it's stolen away, now knocked away by the Tigers, and they go on the attack. So a couple of turnovers there, one by one ball club and the other by the other, and the Tigers have the ball back. They pass down low underneath to Zeke Nave. He throws up a shot, up and in, a hook shot by Nave.
Little sky hook there, remnants of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And it's 2-0 in favor of the Tigers. Odell across the timeline, right side on the wing to Jones. Now in the middle to Winningham. He's bottled up on the man-to-man. The pass is intercepted in the lane, knocked away, and the Tigers come away with a turnover. Down the lane comes Isaac York, and he's fouled on his way to the basket.
And that one was on the floor. We do not have continuation in high school basketball, so they will be taking it out under the hoop.
Zeke Nave will be the inbounder for the Tigers, leading 2-0 here early. 7:07 to go, opening quarter. And it comes out front to Aaron Niels. Niels drives to the baseline, back out on the left wing to Evan Newland. Now back to York, down the lane he comes, feeds it off on a shot up and no good underneath, taken there by Evan Newland. He missed from in close.
That one was actually tipped from behind by Odell.
Here's Jordan Jones on the right wing, feeds it on the right baseline underneath to Winningham. His shot is no good. Loose ball recovered by Niels of the Tigers. Quickly up floor he comes, feeds it on the left baseline to Nave. Now back out front for a three-pointer. York with a three-pointer. And it's 5-0 in favor of the Tigers. And a traveling violation out front by the Indians. So not a good crisp start here for the Indians here in their first home game of 2018.
And that is their third turnover with 6:15 left to go here in the first quarter.
Across the timeline, Niels on the dribble, guarded by Odell. Out front, a long three is good. Long three from outside by Evan Newland. Two threes by the Tigers here early, and they lead 8-0. Eight unanswered points. Top of the key, Jones on the dribble, guarded by York. Now Odell, three-pointer on the way from the right side, no good. Ball tipped around and run down by Odell. Back out front to Jones, and the Indians will reload. 8-0. The Tigers on top. Here's Odell on the left wing. Feeds it top of the key to Jones. Down low underneath the Winningham, left baseline. Now back out to Odell in the left corner. Back to Jones. Jones looking to go one-on-one. Loses the handle out of bounds, but it was knocked out by a Tiger. And it will be Indian basketball at midcourt. And it comes to Connor Odell on the dribble out front. Now left side to Nelms. Nelms looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Now to Jones. That's a long jumper go from the right side off the mark. And the long rebound is fought for. And we have a foul charge. Reach and foul on R.G. Nelms of the Indians.
For the first time in a long time, the Indians actually have a size advantage down low with Blaine Winningham over Evan Newland. I think that they need to utilize him in the post a little more.
5:10 to go here in the opening quarter. 8-0 Tigers with the ball and the lead. Trying to knock off the Indians here. Long jumper top of the key is partially blocked, and Nelms with a loose ball. Indians quickly up floor. Winningham on the right baseline. Shot up and blocked away from behind by York of the Tigers, but a foul charged on the Tigers, and so Blaine Winningham heads to the line for Indian free throws.
And that foul was on Isaac York of the Tigers. That's Connor Odell's second block of the night, Steve. Thought you'd be hearing that.
Free throw up and in by Winningham, and the Indians are on the board with less than 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Took them a while, but they've got a point. Trying to make it two, Blaine Winningham. Free throw line up and good.
And then we see Christian Beeman coming off the bench for R.J. Nelms, who will take a seat.
Here's a jumper in the lane, is off the mark, no good. Rebound battle for Jones has it for the Indians, wants to run. Spins away from a man at center court, feeds it down low on the baseline. Shot up and no good by Moore, but he was hacked and fouled. And will head to the line for a free throw.
And that's 4-2. Isaac York's second.
Ryan Moore for the Indians, 6'2 senior. 24 on his back, his free throw is up and in. His first point of the night. And it's 8-3, Tigers. Free throw on its way and good again.
Not bad.
By Moore. And the Indians have shaved the lead in half. 8-4, 4:33 to go here in the opening quarter of play. They feed it down low, and the pass is run down on the baseline by Jerry Grauer. Now the Indians scramble for a loose ball, and Kristen Beeman into the lineup takes it away. Beeman right side, heads to the hole, lays it up, short. Rebound tapped around, Winningham had it. Now in the lane, Moore shoots and scores. And a foul, and a chance at a three-point play.
Ryan Moore with the offensive rebound on Christian Beeman's missed layup. I thought he was actually fouling that play. A lot of body contact there, but nonetheless, he did miss it. Ryan Moore comes down with it, puts it back up, draws a foul, and now he's ready for the and one.
Free throw on its way by Moore. Up and in, he completes a three-point play.
And just like that, the Indians within one here.
8-7, 4:09 to go. Beeman with a steal. Comes across the timeline, feeds it to Winningham in the middle on the baseline. The ball knocked away and stolen away by the Tigers. Quickly up floor they come, down on the right baseline. Here's a shot up and up and in by Jerry Grauer. Grauer with the basket. His first hoop of the night, and it's 10-7. Tigers. Winningham on the left wing. Top of the key now to Marsh. Zeus into the game for the Indians. Now a shot up and in. A three-pointer. Beeman, a three-pointer. His first basket of the night. The first Indian three. And we're tied at 10. 3:27 to go here in the opening quarter play. Ball slapped away from behind and a held ball as Jones ties up Grauer and the possession arrow in favor of the Indians. So the Tribe with the ball and a chance to take their first lead of the night.
Great play there by Jordan Jones. Active hands. Gets his hands in on the ball and holds it for the short turnover.
Jones looking for a screen. Top of the key. Can't find it. Right side to Beeman. About top of the key to Jones. Lets the jumper go from there. It's off the mark. Rebound battle four. Winningham has it. Tries to throw it up, but he was hacked and fouled. And will go to the line for perhaps free throws. Or they're going to say He was not in the act of shooting, so the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop.
And that fouls on guard Aaron Neals for the Tigers.
And it comes to Winningham in the left corner. Blaine on the dribble. Feeds it now to Jones at the top of the key. Looking for a screen for Moore. Gets it. Goes to the right side baseline. Shot up and in.
Dribble Jones. Drive there by Jones off the right hash.
And it's 12-10. Long jumper is off the mark. Taken out there by Neals. Rebounded by Winningham. Outlet pass to Jones. Jones at the other end. Goes to the glass. Lays it up and in. Jordan Jones, the basket. Indians starting to percolate here. They have a four-point lead. 2:33 to go here in the opening quarter of play. After falling behind 8-0 early, the Tribe lead by four. Down the left side of the lane is Evan Newland, and he's bumped and fouled. And it'll be the Tigers inbounding underneath their own hoop. Isaac York will throw it in for the Tigers. Again, their record 4-8 under Mike Billingsley. Looking to get it in. And he does. Comes in left side of the lane to Adam Pickering, who's into the game. Long jumper is good. Top of the key. Evan Newland. That was a three ball, wasn't it, by
yes,
Newland?
Yes, sir. Yep. That's his second of the night and his sixth point.
And it's 14-13. Indians by one. 2:08 to go here in the quarter. Jones, a drive off angle glass and in.
Three in a row for Jordan Jones.
And the Indians lead 16-13. Back out front, here is the Tigers. A long jumper is off the mark by York. Battle for the rebound, and the ball out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own hoop.
And Steve, on our People's State Bank scoreboard, want to look at the score from Bridgeport. KZ 34, Red Hill 17 at the half.
So Lukey's trying to get on the winning track in the new year as well after tournament play. Against a tough KZ ball club at KZ. Here's a jumper from the free throw line. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Marsh. And the Indians go on the attack. 1:35 to go, opening quarter. 16-13, Lawrenceville. Long jumper by Jones. Top of the key is in and out, no good. Rebounded by Moore, but he has it tapped away. And coming away with a loose ball is York of the Tigers.
Jordan Jones with the heat check that just rattles out.
On the baseline, here is Grauer. He goes to the lane, has it blocked away. I think Marsh got a piece of that. And that ball knocked out of bounds by Zeus. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own hoop.
And Zeus did get a block on that one. That's the third Indian block tonight.
Jumper off the inbound, up and in. A three ball. Three ball by Evan Newland.
That's another, his third.
Another three by that guy.
16
all. Down the lane, Jones. Up with the right hand, up and in. Jordan Jones. Getting hot here in this latter part of the first quarter. It's 18-16, 53 seconds to go. Underneath the Grauer, his jumper on the baseline, no good, and a foul charged on Zeus Marsh of the Indians.
I thought he got all ball there. Jordan Jones playing out of his mind. Four drives, four hoops for the Indians. If he wouldn't have missed that three ball, he'd be sitting on 11 sweet points. Right now he's got eight for the Indians.
Free throw on its way is no good by Jerry Grauer of the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers. So the lead remains two for the Indians. 50.2 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw up and in by Grauer. Three on the night for him, and it's 18-17. The Indians with a one-point lead. Beeman. Top of the key to Winningham. Now off to Jones at the top of the key. Looks for a screen. Heads to the left baseline. Lays it up and in.
Everything right now has got to go through Jordan Jones until he misses again. This offense is moving really well through Jordan Jones tonight.
Three-point Indian lead. 31 seconds to go. York on the baseline. Bumped and fouled by Winningham on his way to the hoop. Isaac York, he's a thin guy. Tall, thin guy. Looks like he goes about 6'4". They don't have sizes on their roster here. And it comes to Newland, back to York in the corner. Dribbles to the middle, throws it up there, and it's no good. Rebounded by Winningham. Off to Beeman. 19 seconds to go. Indians lead by three, 20-17. Marsh back out front to Jones between the circles. Looks for a screen left side to the baseline. Shot up, missed that time. Battling for the rebound. And we have a scrum at the other end. and possession arrow in favor of the Tigers with 5.2 seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
But wouldn't you know it, Jones, first guy on the ground to get that basketball.
Now long down court heave, and the Indians caught napping. Laying it up and in was Grauer. And a long heave is off the mark as the first quarter comes to a close. At the end of one quarter here on the People's State Bank scoreboard, it's the Lawrenceville Indians 20 and the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers 19. Back in a minute, you're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
You're listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKL, Lawrenceville and Vincennes. Here's Stephen Brett.
And the shot off the by the Indians missed, but tipped in, I think, Winningham.
I think Ryan, that was Ryan Moore. Moore.
Yeah, Ryan Moore with the tip in. He was in the vicinity, as was Winningham. And at the Indians lead, 22-19, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman back here at Lawrenceville High School. Glad you're with us for the first Indian game of 2018. Indians and the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers. Tigers looking to inbound. Adam Pickering gets it in to York. Cross court now. Now they feed it underneath. The ball is intercepted by Jones. Indians with a 3-on-2 break. Jones to the baseline, right side, loses the dribble. Scramble for it. And another held ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Indians, it should be this time. And it is. Favor of the Tigers. I stand corrected.
Hmm. They got the last jump ball. I'm not sure what happened there. But sometimes people forget to hit the button. We're going to see Skylar Toole off of the bench. She's getting set to come in here.
Indians putting on some pull court man-to-man pressure. Here comes Skylar Toole into the game for the Tribe. Full court, again, man-to-man pressure. Marsh pressuring the inbounder. They get it in to Adam Pickering. Pickering now to York across the timeline to Will Newland. He's into the game as well. They've got two Newlands on the team. Here's a shot up and no good. That was by Evan Newland. And Winningham with the rebound. Here he is back out front to Jordan Jones, and the Tribe go on the attack. Toole on the left wing on the dribble. 6:50 to go, second quarter. Indians lead by 3, 22. 19. Moore to Jones. Now Toole deep on the wing, giving a lot of room out there. Now they work it off of Jones's hands and out of bounds. Bad turnover there by the Indians. Jordan Jones went right off his hands and out of bounds. But he's been good here thus far scoring-wise in the first quarter.
Absolutely. 10 points just in the first.
Here's a drive by York down the baseline. Throws it up there, no good. Rebounded by Marsh. Outlet pass to Toole, but he loses it. And here is York again. Jumper top of the key is good. A three ball by Isaac York. And we're tied at 22. 6:15 to go, second quarter. Here's Moore, left side on the baseline to the hole. Lays it up, no good, but a foul charged against the Tigers.
And Ryan Moore has not missed from the line so far tonight. If he makes these two, that'll be 5 points just from free throws.
Moore, one of his better scoring halves of the year. Free throw up and in. And it's 23-22, Indians by one. 6:10 to go, second quarter, here at Lawrenceville High School. The free throw up and in by Moore.
No jinx there from the broadcast booth. Ryan Moore with 9 points tonight.
Here's York on the baseline. Has it blocked away. And Winningham got a piece of it that time. Now down the lane, the shot blocked away by Marsh. Another shot up and no good. Another rebound up and no good by Will Newland. And the Indians come away with a loose ball. Three chances in close, but the Tigers could not convert two of those blocked shots. Now the Indians with a two-point lead. Jones, left side on the baseline, feeds it now underneath to Marsh, lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh with the basket. He gets his first basket of the night. And it's 26-22, Indians. York in the lane, throws it up there, no good. Bumped in, no, an offensive foul on York. They're actually traveling,
yeah.
But Winningham was going to get called for a foul there. And now a timeout wanted by the Tigers. 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It's Lawrenceville 26, Hudsonville Palestine 22. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
As we rejoin the action here from Lawrenceville High School, I want to thank a few of our sponsors for bringing you this ball game. I want to thank People's State Bank, your community bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away, and Best Way Express.
Indians with the ball, leading 26-22. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here at LHS. Zeus Marsh against the man-to-man. Feeds it down low to Jones on the left baseline, up and in. Jordan Jones, another basket. And it's 28-22. Now down the lane, a shot up and no good. Aaron Neals. Quickly down floor, the little diminutive guard. He's not very big, but he went right down the lane aggressively and was fouled and goes to the line for free throws.
Had a lot of momentum coming in. I thought that one was going to go the other way.
Free throw on its way and no good by Neals. N-E-E-L-S, Aaron Neals of the Tigers of Hudsonville, Palestine. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Marsh. Outlet pass to Toole. Across the timeline to Jones. The ball tipped out of bounds by a Tiger. It'll be Indian basketball at their offensive end. Jordan Jones will be the trigger man for the Tribe at side court. Into Toole. Now to Marsh. 4:57 to go. Now the pass is almost intercepted by Neals. Dives for it on the floor. And he was on the sideline. It'll be Indian basketball. Nope, actually it'll be Tiger basketball as the Indian player was on the sidelines in that dive for the ball there, and they award it to the Tigers. Across the timeline is Evan Newland. Down the lane he comes, lays it up, no good. Here is Moore, 3-on-2 break. Off to Marsh, Marsh right baseline, lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh with a basket. And it's 30-22, Indians. Bidding for win number 2 on the year. Out front to Neals, almost had his pocket picked there by Jones. Now Neals dribbles away from the pressure, feeds it underneath. A shot up and in, off glass by Grauer. And a chance at a 3-point play. And the foul on the Indians.
First foul there on Skylar Toole.
And at the line is Hudsonville Palestine's Jerry Grauer completing that 3-point play. 30-25. Indians on top by 5. 4:09 to go, second quarter. Here's Marsh, jumper from the corner, no good, about 18 feet. Rebounded by Moore. Van feeds it in the middle to Beeman. Beeman fakes, goes to the glass, and he's fouled on his way to the hoop. Foul charged on Will Newland. That's the 16th foul on the Tigers here early in this second quarter. 3:59 to go in it. Free throw up and in by Christian Beeman.
Christian with 4 points so far here with 3:59 left to go in the first half. I want to thank a couple more of our sponsors. Steve, I want to thank Larry Bob's Pizza and Citizen National Bank of Albion.
Another free throw for Christian Beeman. It's on its way and good. 32-25, Indians by 7 points. Across the timeline, Niels leaves it off outside for York. York one-on-one, goes to the middle, feeds it now to Zeke Nave, back into the game for the Tigers, back out front to Newland. Now to York on the left wing, in the middle, throws it back out front to Newland, and the Tigers will reload. Newland feeds it back out front to Niels. Niels on the left wing, as the ball knocked away by Odell. Now Niels to the middle, throws it up off glass and in.
Goodness gracious.
Niels with his first basket.
Fumbled that ball about 7 times on that drive.
32-27. Indians by 5. 3:13 to go, second quarter. Here's a high post to York, and Moore, I should say. Left side to Marsh. He goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh aggressive to the glass. And the Indians lead 34-27, 2:59 to go. Second quarter, and a reach-in foul out front by Odell, trying to steal the ball from Aaron Neal.
Steve, want to point a statistic out for tonight. That's 22 points for the Indians in the post. That is by far the most they've ever had, especially at this point in a ballgame.
Free throw on the way, and good by Aaron Niels. 3 now for him in the game. 34-28, Indians by 6. Second free throw up and in. 34-29. 2:55 to go, second quarter play here at Lawrenceville High School. Odell, left wing to Marsh. Leaves it off now for Beeman. Left corner to Winningham on the dribble. To the middle, free throw line. Feeds it right side now to Odell. Odell against the man-to-man, finds Marsh on the right wing, dribbles to the right baseline, cross-court now to Jones. Here's a baseline jumper by Winningham, up and in from 15.
Great pass there by Jordan Jones off the cross-court pass from Zeus Marsh.
Blaine Winningham a basket, 36-29, Indians by 7. Out front, Niels down the lane, he comes, lays it up, no good. Odell with a rebound for the Indians and a reach-in foul on Niels. The Tigers. Stops the clock with 2:14 to go, and we go to the other end for the 1-1 for the Indians. And we have a sub in for the Tigers. Matt Funk into the game, number 24.
That's his first action of the night, Matt Funk. And
free throw up and in by Odell. 37-29, Indians by 8. Trailed early 8-0 here. But they have rebounded well here in this latter part of this first half. Now a free throw up and in and a timeout on the floor. Timeout wanted by the Tigers. 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 38 and Hudsonville Palestine 29. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
The score is 38-29, Lawrenceville Indians over the Hudsonville Tigers. Want to thank Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy and Sanders Family Chiropractic for bringing you this ball game.
Off the action, the Tigers with the ball off the timeout. Shot up and in. Nice drive down the lane by Isaac York. And it's 38-31, 7-point Indian lead, 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Jones top of the key, feeds it now to Winningham. Winningham at the high post, now out to Marsh on the right wing. Zeus looking for a screen, left side to Odell. Connor on the dribble, right wing, back out front to Jones. Now top the key to Winningham. Right side on the wing to Beeman in the right corner to Marsh. Dribbles to the middle. Marsh down the lane. Throws it up with the right hand. Off no good. Battle for the rebound, and coming away with it are the Tigers. Coming away with it, Zeke Knave. Quickly up floor they come. Here's a baseline drive and a shot up and off glass. No good. Taken there by Evan Newland. Now he steals the ball away. Feeds it out underneath. Here's Zeke Knave. Has the ball knocked out of bounds, but a foul charged against the Indians. Christian Beeman picked that foul up. And at the line will be Zeke Knave for the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers of Mike Billingsley.
And we will see R.J. Nelms come off the bench for Christian Beeman.
Free throw up and in by Knave. And the score 38-32. Indians by 6. Minute 15 to go, second quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rebounded by Odell. Quickly across the timeline. Feeds it underneath to Jones. Bounce pass underneath to Marsh. Lays it up and in. Nicely done by the Indians. Particularly Joan Jones to Marsh. And it's 40-32. Across the timeline, the Tigers. Will Newland back out front. Have the ball knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball through offensive end. Zeke Knave will inbound against the man-to-man of Zeus Marsh. And it comes out front to York, who verbally calls out a play. Down the lane he comes. His shot is off the glass, no good. Nelms the rebound for the Indians. RJ up the middle, left side to Marsh. Zeus fakes a 15-footer. Now goes to the left baseline, shot up and in by Marsh. Zeus Marsh now in double digits by my count. 10 points. 30 seconds to go. And the ball knocked away by Odell. Stolen away. Odell, left side to Jones. Three-pointer on the way is good.
Jordan Jones having himself a ball game. That's 15 points already.
45-32. York underneath Thor of the Tigers. Shoots and scores from about 5 feet in
this
the
pace,
lane.
This pace, Steve. We got 9 seconds left.
45-34. Indians, 5 seconds to go. Top the key to Odell. Off to Nelms, three-pointer on the way by RJ, no good. And the second quarter comes to a close. Here at halftime on the People's State Bank scoreboard, our score is the Lawrenceville Indians 45 and the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers 34. We're back to talk about this first half on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime show, 45-34 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sip It menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sip It Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these three steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, time for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Score here at LHS, Lawrenceville Indians 45 and the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers 34. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. First action of the new year for the Indians. Tribe got off to a slow start, trailed 8-0 early, but they rebounded to lead by one after one quarter play, 20-19, and now lead here at halftime 45-34.
Going to go ahead and go over some of the statistics from the first half. The teams are about even, actually at 6 turnovers apiece. The difference, the Indians with 5 team blocks. Connor O'Dell with 2 of those of his own. For the individual scoring, we'll start with the away team. Aaron Niels has 4 points. Zeke Knave with 3. Evan Newland with 9 points. Isaac York with 10. And Jerry Gower with 8 points. For the Indians, Jordan Jones is our leading scorer with 15 points, followed by Zeus Marsh with 10. Blaine Winningham has 4 points of his own. Connor O'Dell has 2. Christian Beeman has 3 points off of the bench. And Ryan Moore, 9 points going into the second half, Steve.
Ryan Moore with one of his better scoring games as we mentioned before, and the Indians have been much more aggressive, especially in the lane. They've been a lot of points in there. Marsh and Jones and Moore have been working well inside.
Yep, 22 points in the lane on the evening so far, Steve. We still got a second half of basketball to go. That's the most that I can think of for a first half total for the Indians so far. And I do want to point out that they've looked to push the pace in transition when they can, and that's led to a lot of baskets and also free throws for the Indians. They've already knocked down 5, and that's 10 free throws on the night, Steve.
So the Indians lead here at halftime, 45-34. I neglected to mention earlier in the game that the Indians did win the JV contest earlier, 42-27. Noah Wager had 12 points. Logan Williams had 11 for the Indian JV. Again, they win 42-27. Here at the halftime, their varsity brethren are on top, trying to pick up win number 2 on the year. Again, Lawrenceville 45, Hudsonville Palestine 34. That's been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. We're back in 3 minutes with the second half. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Best Way Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Best Way Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Best Way Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Diesel X Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second to none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our Fast Stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Happy holidays from everyone at Casey State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, ready for the second half. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman, Indian basketball on Light 103. The Indians leading 45-34. Ready for the third quarter to begin. And the Indians have the ball to begin the third period of play. Here is Jordan Jones on the deep right wing. Feeds it in the middle, right baseline to Winningham. He goes to the left hand with a hook shot, no good. Rebounded by York of the Tigers. They feed it down low underneath. Reverse layup is way off the mark. Missed there by Evan Newland. Now a bad pass by the Indians out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger basketball. Indians trying to fast break, but threw the ball away. So the Tigers have it, trailing 45-34. 7:33 to go, third quarter just underway in this third period of play on this cold night in Lawrence County. Free throw line jumper is no good by York, rebounded by the Indians. Here's Winningham trying to take the left baseline to the hole, reverse layup, up and in. Nicely done by Blaine Winningham.
And he gets the first points of the second half for the Indians.
Gradually working himself back into playing shape after missing big part of the early part of the year. Foul now on the Indians out front on Zeus Marsh. That's already three on Zeus. Zeus came off the bench. Been very effective. Now they throw it away, the Tigers do. Try to feed it into the middle and intercepted by Ryan Moore. Odell across the timeline for the Tribe. 6:56 to go, third quarter. Just underway here. Winningham on the left wing. Now out front to Odell, right side on the wing, now to Marsh. Underneath to Odell, cutting to the basket. Saves it in, but he saved it to a Tiger. Zeke Nave intercepting. And the Tigers go on the attack. Evan Newland across the timeline, down the lane, as the ball slapped away from behind, runs it down in the right corner. Back out front to Niels. Niels on the left on the baseline, feeds it underneath left baseline. Shot up, and no good by Grauer. Battle for the loose ball, and out of bounds, it'll be Indian basketball. Comes Christian Beeman into the game, replacing Zeus Marsh for the Indians. Indians leading 47-34, up by 13. Full court pressure being put on by the Tigers. Now they fall back. Odell brings it across the timeline, looking for a screen, top of the key from Winningham. Can't find it. Now backs it out, and the Indians will go into a play again. There's a give-and-go screen, and a shot up by Moore, no good. And a foul charged, and Ryan Moore heads to the line for Indian free throws. You'll pick and roll.
Yeah, I love the addition of the on-ball screen. As soon as Blaine Winningham returned to this team, they started screening on-ball again. It was nice.
Ryan Moore's free throw up and in.
Ryan Moore perfect from the line, 6 for 6 tonight.
He's having a solid game, 10 points by my count for him. Another free throw up and in, 11.
He's impervious to the broadcast jinx.
49-34. Nave almost had it taken away. Neal's actually out front, almost had it taken away. Feeds it into the corner. The long jumper is off the mark by Newland, Evan Newland. Rebounded by Winningham. Outlet pass to Odell across the timeline. Now, right side, Beeman along three. Is in and out, no good. Rebound controlled by the Tigers. Isaac York for Aaron Niels. Left side on the wing to Evan Newland. Down the baseline, a shot up and in. Off glass by Zeke Nave. Nave with a basket. He now has 5, and it's 49-36 Indians. 5:23 to go here in the third quarter play at LHS. Winningham on the left wing, deep. Feeds it now to the baseline to Beeman, who lays it up short. Rebound fought for and out of bounds. And last touched by the Indians. It'll be Tiger basketball. And it comes to Aaron Niels. Bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Odell. Looks for a screen on the right wing. Now feeds it right baseline to Newland. Back out top of the key to York. In the middle to Jerry Grauer. And we have a foul away from the ball charged against the Indians. And so the Tigers will inbound underneath their own hoop. 4:58 to go here in the third quarter. 49-36. Lawrenceville on top. And it comes left side to Evan Newland. Newland looking for a screen, top of the key, can't find it. Feeds it in the middle now to Grauer. Ball knocked away by Jones and saved by Jordan Jones. Off to Odell, quickly up floor. Linningham on the baseline. Tried to feed it underneath, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Nave. Tried to feed that into Ryan Moore. Now left side jumper is no good. A line drive, three-pointer by Newland, but he recovers his own rebound. Back out front, long three, no good by York. Rebounded by Jones of the Indians. Feeds it now in the middle to Winningham. Winningham back out front to Beeman. Beeman down the lane, lays it up with a left hand, no good. And foul charged against the Indians coming over the back. It'll be Tiger basketball. Ryan Moore picked up his fourth foul, too, there. And a timeout wanted by the Tigers. Going to be a full one-minute break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 49, Hudsonville Palestine 36. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Back here at LHS, 4:14 to go, third quarter. Tigers with the basketball, Indians leading 49-36. Baseline jumper off the mark by the Tigers, rebounded by the Indians. Up floor they come, Jones, left wing, back out to Connor O'Dell. Right side to Skylar Toole, who's checked into the game, but he has it slapped away and taken away by Nave. Now left side to York. Down the lane he comes. Dipsy Doo move. Shot it up there, but left it too hard off the glass. And rebounded by Whittingham of the Indians. 3:44 to go, third quarter. 49-36. Jones, right baseline jumper. Off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for. Whittingham comes away with a loose ball. Shot up off glass and in. Wayne Whittingham.
Great job there on the offensive rebound by Whittingham and the pump fake to get his defender up in the air.
51-36, Indians, 3:22 to go. In the corner is Niels. Niels dribbling away from pressure. Now back in the corner, long jumper is in and out, no good by Newland, but it went down, I guess. Went down for Evan Newland. Is that a three?
I believe so.
Another three for that guy. And there's a drive and an offensive foul charged against the Indians. So the Tigers will have it.
We almost lost a cameraman on that drive, Steve.
Josh Whittingham down there taking the one for the team. Former Indian quarterback. 2:52 to go, third quarter. Here's York at the top of the key. Lets a long three go. It's good.
Two threes in a row there for the Tigers.
Isaac York, his third three of the night. And the Indians' lead is down to nine, 51-42. Long jumper off the mark by Toole. And the rebound brought down by the Tigers, but they throw it away. Now here's Jones. Top of the key, looks for a screen from Osmond. Now off to Toole on the left wing. Skyler now to Jones on the right wing. Jones fakes and looks to the middle. Nothing happening there, so they go back out to O'Dell. Now to Whittingham. Left side, long jumper by O'Dell. Off the mark, no good. And sweeping the boards clean is Isaac York of the Tigers. And now at eight, the Indians take it away. Jones and a foul reach-in foul charged on the Tigers. Stops the clock with 2:01 to go, third quarter, 51-42, Indians. Osmond out and Marsh back in for the Tribe of Randy Bishop.
Jordan Jones with 15 first half points. Nothing so far here in the third quarter with 2:01 left to go. Jordan Jones, someone they need to get going here offensively.
Indians facing full court man-to-man pressure by the Tigers. And it comes to Toole. Dribbling away from the pressure of Zeke Nave out front on the left wing. Now feeds it left side to Whittingham. He lets the jumper go from about 18 off the mark. No good. And the Tigers come away with the ball. Minute 45 to go here. Down the lane, shot up and no good. And an offensive foul charged on Evan Newland as he charged into the Indian defender. It's Connor O'Dell back there taking the charge. The Indian guard. And so the Indians will have the ball. And for Zeke Nave, he checks out of the game for head coach Mike Billingsley. Toole across the timeline for the Indians. Now to Jones on the right wing. They feed it underneath for Marsh, out of bounds. That duo has been very good here early, but that time they missed connection.
Yep.
The Jones and Marsh.
Turnover there for the Indians.
Across the timeline comes Adam Pickering into the game off the timeout for Mike Billingsley. Dribbles out front, 1-4 offense. Left side on the wing. Now back out front to York. Isaac York looking for his screen. Dribbles right side of the lane. Backs it out. Now goes to the baseline. Cut off there. Back out front to Pickering. Pickering trying to feed it in low. It's intercepted by Mars. Zeus behind the back dribble. Heads to the hole. And will lay it up and in. Thought for a minute there he was maybe going to jam it home. but decided to go for the two, easy two. Now at the other end, a shot up and in by York. Isaac York with the basket.
That's his sixth free throw. Zeus Marsh with 12 points for the Indians.
53-44, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Long jumper by Jones. A three ball is off the mark and over the backboard. It'll be Tiger basketball with 34.9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the Indians leading 53-44. Timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 53 and Hudsonville Palestine 44. This is Indian basketball, Light 103 Sports.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, this game is brought to you by WTHI-TV, Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Teas, Loeb Oil, and Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Off the timeout, the Tigers with the ball, trailing 53-44, 30 seconds to go, third quarter. They feed it down low underneath, and the pass, Aaron out of bounds. Pickering tried to get it inside and threw it away. So the Indians a chance to take a final shot if they so desire this third quarter. Leading by 9, 53-44. Tool across the timeline, left side of the corner to Jones. Jones looking down low, nothing going on there. Now back out to Tool. Now to Winningham, goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Lane Winningham with a basket. 9 seconds to go, 55-44 Indians. Here's York at the top of the key. York looking for a screen, left side, feeds it back out front. Long three is well off the mark there by Evan Newland. As the third quarter comes to a close. At the end of three on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Lawrenceville Indians 55, Hudsonville Palestine Tigers 44. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-thru order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
As we rejoin the action here at LHS to start the fourth quarter, this game is brought to you by KZ State Bank, Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, Sid's Place, Wabash General Hospital, and Neil Tire and Auto.
Fourth quarter underway here, 55-44, Indians by 11. Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Indian basketball. Tigers with the ball. Here's York on the left baseline. Tried to feed it back out front, knocked away and out of bounds by Zeus Marsh. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own hoop. York inbounding. Now he gets it back off the inbound pass in the right corner, dribbles to the middle, lays it up with the right hand, missed everything. And rebounded by Jones. He'll bring it across the timeline, feed it to Toole. Left side, try to feed it down low. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Indians, apparently. Randy Bishop finds it hard to believe right here in front of us. Looked like it was off of a Tiger. But the official, Bill McLean, said it was an Indian Tiger ball.
Got a little excited, that's my bad.
Yeah.
Goodness.
7:15 to go in the game, 55-44. Here is Jerry Grauer back out front to Evan Newland. Now in the corner to Nave. Nave dribbles to the middle, throws it up there, off glass, no good. Trying to battle for the rebound down there, the little guy. Now a scramble for the loose ball, and nobody can get it. And the ball kicked by an Indian. It'll be Tiger basketball.
That was confusing. That was looked like it was kicked by number 22 there, Zeke Knave. But
York inbounding for the Tigers. Feeds it underneath to Grauer. Grauer fakes, shoots, and scores over top of Zeus Marsh. Grauer with the basket. 55-46. Indian lead is 9, down below single digits. Now Jones on the right side. Feeds it down low on the right baseline to Marsh. Ball knocked away and saved inbounds by Aaron Neals. Now they feed it underneath to Zeke Knave on the baseline, and he started to go up and caught his own shot. Traveling violation on the Tigers, Zeke Knave. 6:27 to go in the game, 55-46 Indians. Odell back into the game for the Tribe. Out front, pressured by Newland. Now to Jones. They feed it down low to Winningham. Lane able to run it down in the right corner. Now Winningham on the baseline will lay it up and in.
Good dribble drive there by Blaine Winningham. Pump fake to get his defender in the air again. Went right around him.
Now at the other end, a long three ball up and in by Evan Newland. Evan Newland's been deadly from out there.
It's 5 point for him.
Land, yeah. 57-49. Toole down the lane will lay it up and in. Skylar Toole aggressive to the glass. His first point of the night, points of the night, I should say. Now the ball tipped away, but recovered by the Tigers. Evan Newland feeds it in the middle, but there's Jones to intercept for the Indians. Now off to Winningham, back to Jones. 5:33 to go in the game. Odell, top of the key on the right wing, ring to Toole. Now to Jones, back out front to between the circles to Odell. Now Jones on the wing, down low to Winningham, fakes, shoots, and scores. Another inside basket by Winningham, and a timeout wanted by the Tigers. Going to be a 30-second break, 5:15 to go in the game on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 61 and Hudsonville Palestine 49. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians 5:15 away from win number 2 on the year, 61-49 they lead. Indians getting a lot of production from their key guys.
And that would be Zeus Marsh, Jordan Jones, and Blaine Winningham, all with at least 12 points each as we have 5:15 remaining in this ballgame.
Tigers with the ball off the timeout, 61-49. They had the lead down to single digits there for a while. But then the Indians spurted here. Is York going to the baseline against the defense of Winningham, and a foul charged against Blaine. Blaine Winningham says his injured shoulder is gradually getting back into shape. Off the inbound, shot up and in. Up and in by Evan Newland.
His first two-point basket of the night.
61-51, the Indian lead is 10 again. Toole across the timeline. Now to Jones on the right wing. Jordan Jones out front to Toole again. Now Toole to Jones. They feed it down low to Winningham, but it's tapped away and out of bounds by Isaac York of the Tigers. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. 4:43 to go in the game. And it comes to Toole on the right baseline. Now to Odell. His shot is good. Connor Odell cutting down the lane with a basket. I think that's his first field goal. And it's 63-51, 4:29 to go in the game. York looking for a screen. Top of the key, lets a long three ball go, and it's good.
This Isaac York for the Tigers is very talented.
4 3-pointers for him. He can shoot out. Here's the Toole down the lane against York, and a foul charged on Isaac York. And Skylar Toole will head to the line for Indian free throws.
And that's his third foul on the evening. Isaac York, one of their better ball handlers as well. So he can stretch the floor for you, or he can dribble drive.
Free throw up and in the end by Toole. Three for Skyler off the bench by my count. 4:12 to go in the game. Indians by 10, 64-54. The free throw up and in by Toole. 65-54, Indians with some trapping pressure. Zone trap. York will bring it across the timeline for the Tigers, left side on the wing. Now they go into the corner, and there's a baseline drive and a shot up. No good, tapped up. No good by York. Rebound up by Grauer. And a foul charged on the Indians. Some good board work at the other end by the Tigers, the black-clad Hudsonville Palestine Tigers.
And we will see Ryan Moore come in off the bench as Zeus Marsh picks up his fifth foul. We've not seen much of Ryan Moore in the second half, though he had that good first half.
Free throw up and in by Jerry Grauer of Palestine, 65-55. The Tigers hanging around. 3:56 to go in the game, still a long time to go. Free throw up and in by Grauer again. 65-56, 9-point lead. Here's Odell, deep on the left wing in the left corner. No, they go high post now to Winningham, try to feed it down low to Moore, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Niels, and the ball out of bounds. Last touched by a falling Aaron Niels, who's trying to dive to get the ball.
That's a very confusing call. Because Niels was the last person to touch that ball. I guess they were giving Ryan Moore the benefit of the doubt, not calling a foul on him, but that's clearly out of bounds on Niels if there's no foul.
Here's Moore on the right baseline. Shoots no good, but a foul charged against the Tigers, and Ryan Moore heads to the line for Indian free throws.
Now, Ryan Moore is playing with four fouls, so his next foul, he'll be disqualified from this game, and that's sure to bring Zeus Marsh back in off of the bench if that does happen.
Moore, much more aggressive here tonight. We've seen him before. That's good to see. They need
absolutely. They need it.
More baseline scoring. He missed that free throw though,
and we didn't even jinx him.
He missed that one too.
Moore was perfect from the line at seven free throws made until those last two.
Here's York, left side on the wing to Newland. Now down low, shot up and in. There's Evan Newland. A nice drive to the basket. Guy's a talented player too.
Evan Newland with 19 points.
65-58, 7-point lead, 3:09 to go in the game. Jones feeds it underneath to Winningham, shoots over York, no good, and the rebound brought down by Nave. Tigers can get closer here if they can hit a hoop. In the middle to Grauer, fakes, shoots, scores. Grauer with the basket, here they come, the Tigers. 65-60, 2:50 to go in the game. Indian lead is down to 5. Odell across the timeline, left side dribble. Back out front between the circles to Toole. Toole, ball hawked out there by Evan Newland. Now Toole to the lane, lays it up with the left hand, no good. Out of bounds, last touch by Toole. It'll be Tiger basketball. And the Tigers making a little charge here. And they want a timeout. 2:34 to go in the game. Going to be a 30-second break. 2:34 to go in the game. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 65-60 Indians. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no-fluff, no-nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, this game has tightened up. The Indians at one time had a double-digit lead. Looked like they were on a cruise, but give the Tigers credit, they haven't quit. They've cut the lead to 5 with 2:34 to go in the game, a lot of time. And they have the ball and a chance to cut it even closer with a hoop or a three ball. 65-60. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman. Glad you're with us. Indians now with some trapping pressure. Here's Nave dribbling it across the timeline. Feeds it underneath. Shot up by Grauer is blocked away. Blocked away by Winningham and out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath their own hoop. Another Indian block here tonight.
That makes six for the Tribe on the evening.
York will inbound underneath the Tiger basket, looking to get it in. Does out front to Niels. His shot no
good
underneath.
Another block.
And a foul charged, I think, on the Indians. If it's on Ryan Moore, it's all for him.
And it is.
Yeah, Moore checks out. The 2:21 to go in the game. 65-60. And the Tigers with the ball. So the Indians lose Moore via the foul route. And now pressure being put on. The Indians, Beeman knocks it away to Jones. Up floor to Marsh. Zeus hits to the glass, lays it up. No good, but he was fouled. Fouled by Aaron Niels. Well, that guy's a little guy, but he sticks his nose in there.
Yep, you got to. And he's barking at Zeus Marsh, who's on the line right now. I love that stuff.
Say, you got to make him. He ain't going to get him on me, guy. So Zeus Marsh with some big free throws for the Indians. 2:15 to go in the game. His first one is up and in.
That's Zeus Marsh's 13th point.
66-60. Indians by six. 2:15 to go in the game. Second free throw up and in. 67-60. Across the timeline, Niels. Left side on the wing to Evan Newland. Now back out to York. York guarded by Winningham. Top of the key. Dive splits the double team. Feeds it underneath. Now a fall away jumper is off the mark. Taken there by Zeke Knave. Rebounded by the Indians. A minute 50 to go in the game. The Tribe by seven. Now they spread the floor and slow it down a little bit. Minute 45 to go. Winningham at the top of the key. Now off to Beeman. Christian feeds it top of the key to Marsh. Looks down low. Nothing happening there. Now Beeman on the right wing. Now to Marsh between the circles. Ball knocked away and stolen away by the Tigers. Zeke Knave down the lane. Lays it up and in. Knave a basket off a steal. And it's 67-62. And Tiger fans who have made their way down from Crawford County are excited. Their ball club right in it. Now wide open underneath is Beeman. Shoots and scores off a good pass by Skyler Toole. 69-62, a minute to go in the game. Indians by seven. Here's York, top of the key. Looks for a screen, lets a long jumper go. Off the mark, no good. And Jones with a rebound for the Indians. 50 seconds to go in the game. Toole across the timeline. On the left side dribble, top of the key. Now to Beeman. They spread the floor, and he's going to make him play chase. Here's Marsh, top of the key, underneath to Jones, who lays it up, no good. But he was fouled. And will go to the line for free throws. Good motion offense there by the Indians. They spread him out, and then they look for the backdoor cut.
And it was timely as well. He was wide open. York able to close on him, but he did get the foul.
Jones at the line for free throws. First one up and no good. 36.3 seconds to go, and the Indians lead 69-62. Second free throw up and in by Jones. 70-62, quickly up floor, Niels. Back out front now to Zeke Knave. Knave leaving it off for York, looking for a screen. Goes to the baseline. Back out front, ball off the hands of Evan Newland out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball with 19 and a half seconds to go, and looks like the Indians are going to snap a five-game losing skid and pick up only their second win of the year. 70-62, 15 seconds to go. Across the timeline, Toole double-teamed, feeds it into the corner to Jones, back out front to Newland. I should say to Toole, and the Tigers not going to foul. And the Lawrenceville Indians pick up. They're only their second win of the year as they hold on and beat the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers by a score of 70-62. So the Tigers fall to 4-9, while the Indians improve to 2-10. And again, snap. A five-game losing skid. Pick up the first victory in 2018. Again, on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Lawrenceville Indians 70, Hudsonville Palestine Tigers 62. Back with the postgame show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Generations of favorites. Phil Collins, Whitney Houston, Michael Bublé. Thanks for turning on the light. Light 103, WAKO-FM, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2 phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Good luck. All right, we're back here on the post-game show with Indian head coach Randy Bishop as the Indians get on the winning track and snap the five-game losing skid, pick up their second win of the year. Randy, I thought you did a lot of things much better than you have in the past, much more aggressive, especially in the lane. You got guys involved down there.
Yeah, and I'm really happy about that. I thought Winningham attacked the basket good. We did a pretty good job getting him the ball. We switched offenses over Christmas, worked on that, went back to a man-to-man. I figured if we were going to play pretty close, we just will do a man the rest of the season because that's what our young team does. And I'm just happy we got a win. The kids are happy. You know, it's nice walking in there seeing smiling faces instead of heads hung. But I'm proud of them. They made a little run there at the end, and we held them off. So it's good to get a win.
And a good balance for you, too. I think you had three or four guys in double figures. When you spread the wealth, good things happen.
That's right. And, you know, we've tried to tell them, you know, the focus has been on Zeus and Jones a little bit. Now the other kids are starting to score, and that's going to help us. Defensively, we still got a lot of work to do, but, you know, we're halfway through. We told them the first season's over before Christmas. We didn't play very well. Some of that was my fault. This time we went back to what I think we can do to try to win, and I think we're making progress now.
Coach, you brought Zeus Marsh off the bench for the first time this season. What's the strategy behind that?
Well, in my code, you can't miss practice, and a couple of our kids miss practice, and I'm old school. You miss practice, you sit. And he understands that. I mean, I'm not mad at him, and he understands that he had a trip, and I understand that. You know, it's the holidays, but they know what the rules are. You miss, you sit.
Absolutely.
And that's just the way I've always done it.
Well, now you're into the shootout, the Effingham shootout coming up, St. Anthony shootout coming up, Evergreen Park. What kind of team are they?
They're really good. They got everybody back. They got the 6'9 kid. They played T-Town to 4 points next year, or from last year, excuse me. And it'll be a real challenge for us. But we want to play good teams and get after it a little bit. It's funny how that worked. We were supposed to play St. Anthony again for 2 years in a row. They called in August and said that if we were going to be in a shootout, we had to play Evergreen Park. So I really didn't have a choice. But, you know, we'll take all comers. You know, we're one of the few local teams that play Vincennes, and they've got a good program. But we're not afraid. We're going to get in there and mix it up a little bit, and hopefully it'll help us down the road a little bit.
Okay, nice job here tonight. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians win it here by a score of 70-62. We will return with more on the postgame show. In a couple of minutes, you're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
All right, we're back here at LHS post-game show. Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman. Lawrenceville Indians defeat the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers 70-62, and Brett has a look at some final numbers.
Just going to go ahead and go over the individual statistics for the night. So for the Hudsonville Palestine Tigers, Aaron Neals with 4 points, Zeke Knave with 7, Evan Newland 19 points to lead the way for the Tigers, Isaac York right behind him with 18 points, and Jerry Gower will round out the scoring for the Tigers with 14 points. For the Indians tonight, Jordan Jones with 16 is the Indians' leading scorer. Zeus Marsh and Blaine Winningham both with 14 respectively. Connor Odell contributed 4 points. Steeman Christian Beeman with 6 points off of the bench. Skylar Toole also with 4 off of the bench. Ryan Moore round out the scoring with 11 points for the Indians. And we will go ahead and jump into our player of the game, our Loeb Oil Slick player of the game. Steve, who'd you have tonight?
That would be Blaine Winningham. Blaine Winningham was outstanding in the start here. As we mentioned, gradually rounding into shape. He had 14 points tonight. So Blaine Winningham, the Loeb Oil Slick player of the game.
And coming off the bench for our Larry Bobes sub of the game, we're giving that award to Zeus Marsh tonight. Zeus had 14 points, 1 block, and 3 steals. Zeus Marsh, our Larry Bobes sub of the game.
All right, so the Indians have a victory, their first of 2018. They win 70-62. And our next Indian action, as you heard the coach talk about, is coming up Saturday. The Indians head to Effingham St. Anthony for the St. Anthony shootout. They'll play at 4 o'clock against Evergreen Park. That'll be our next broadcast here on Light 103. Our thanks to Bill Schroed, our producer engineer back at the Waco studios, for his good work. And of course, thanks to my partner Brett Hartman. Good to see you again, buddy.
Yeah, good to see you too. Thanks for having me.
Back at it again coming up on Saturday.
And I look forward to the trip with you, sir.
All right. Final score here again. The Lawrenceville Indians 70, Hudsonville Palestine Tigers 62. Steve Anderson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bobes Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. Lawrenceville Indians basketball all season long on Light 103 WAKO.